Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you on a Wednesday. John McClain in studio with us, brought to you by HornSolutions.net in the 8 o'clock hour. A quick reminder of that. Just checking to make sure. Yes, the Astros are in first place. Okay, I thought all felt right in the world. They're in first place in the division right now, 24-13. Here,
I think Judge is first in home runs.
Is he?
I think Yordan led for a little bit last night, and then Judge took over. I'll double check.
I don't want to get too lovey-dovey with the Yankees or anything. I respect the year that Judge is having, where he said no to the contract offer they made, and now he's having a monster year. Stick it to the Yankees, except when you play the Astros, Judge. Here's Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network yesterday on the latest with the Deshaun Watson saga.
That interview between NFL officials and Deshaun Watson began today. Will likely be back tomorrow and could extend into Wednesday. And this is a significant development in the Deshaun Watson investigation into the, of course, Watson faces 22 civil lawsuits alleging sexual allegations and misconduct stemming from his massage therapy sessions. And the fact that the NFL officials are interviewing Watson now does seem to signal that the investigation, which has gone on for a year or more, could be coming to a close. Generally, the way the NFL does things is that the subject is the last person to be interviewed. So as the Cleveland Browns and as Deshaun Watson await potential discipline, perhaps this is all coming to an end. And the league, of course, declined comment.
All right, so that's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Deshaun Watson did meet with the NFL yesterday. Ed Werder, yesterday afternoon at 2.07 p.m., tweeted, source, the first direct meetings between the NFL investigative team led by Lisa Friel and Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson have begun in Texas. The league seeks to determine if he violated the NFL personal conduct policy, and if so, whether discipline should be imposed. Meanwhile, just a couple of hours later, testimony from Deshaun Watson's depositions began leaking out again from Tony Busby, including testimony from the deposition in which he was asked about Ashley Solis, who was the first lawsuit to be filed against Deshaun Watson. She's the accuser, Seth, who sat and did the press conference that one day at Tony Busby's office. And the testimony, basically, I would say the one thing that got disseminated here by Tony Busby was that Deshaun Watson did admit under oath that Ashley Solis cried at the end of the massage session. She cried at the end of it, and Deshaun Watson texted her an apology afterwards.
Texted her an apology, said he didn't know why she was crying, and just, you know, Busby pressed as to, you know, why would he apologize if he didn't know what he did wrong. I could understand the argument on either side of that there, but it was, I think that, as far as apologizing for something.
Sure.
I've apologized for stuff without knowing what I did wrong.
Sure.
Many times. But as far as this particular situation goes, I think that it kind of drives home one of the things that I've been uncomfortable with this whole time, which is it felt like Ashley Solis came forward I think that she said a lot of things that were very, very credible, and I think there's a lot to her story that should make people kind of stand up and really pay attention. But then there was a flood of plaintiffs after that, and I worried that Busby wasn't necessarily being all that careful about who he was adding to the case. And when that happens, the weakest points are going to get attacked and floated out there. And I think that's happened to a certain degree. I mean, I've talked to a couple of writers up there in Cleveland who I could tell have been fed one side of a story. And I'm like, man, wow, you really just sat down with a lawyer and just believed everything he told you, didn't you? Because I think there's a lot of people that are bringing up points about some of the accusers and painting with a broad brush and acting like Ashley Solis and everybody were like a couple of these accusers whose stories maybe don't mesh up or match up. But that's what happens when you have 22 people. They're gonna find the weakest cases and they're gonna highlight those and make them look like that's everything. So I think that in the eyes of the NFL and people investigating, and you think about what they did with Tom Brady. They didn't really have damning evidence of Brady with Deflategate, but they had a whole lot of circumstantial stuff that was enough for the league to suspend Brady. I think there are enough of the plaintiffs that are like Ashley Solis where there are a lot of – you can connect the dots in a lot of ways, and the NFL doesn't have to have proof beyond a reasonable doubt to suspend you. They can suspend you just for basically – putting yourself in a really bad situation.
Making the league look bad. It's about making the league look bad. That's a big part of it. So Deshaun met with the league yesterday. I get a lot of people asking me, Seth, like, especially when Deshaun is back in the news like this, that he's meeting with the NFL, like, what do you think the suspension's going to be? Do you think he's going to get suspended? How long is the suspension going to be? A lot of them are anxious Texans fans because let's be just purely practical about this. However long he gets suspended impacts the Texans. They have the first round pick of the Cleveland Browns for the next 2 years. I get a lot of people asking me that, and my answer is always, I think he's going to get suspended if for no other reason than COVID violations. Most of these massages that he's being sued about took place after the pandemic started, and he is in these lawsuits. He's flying massage therapists into Houston. He's going places and getting a massage from in California and Arizona and all these other places. My guess is somewhere in those 22 massages is a violation of what were very strict COVID protocols in the league at the time. That's just my opinion.
No. And I think that's the part though I think it's valid. I think the problem is, like, this is a case about sexual assault.
No. Let me finish my point real quick. So my answer, yes or no, is he going to get suspended, is always yes. I think he's going to get suspended. They want to know, like, okay, is it going to be 6 games? Is it going to be 8 games? And my answer to them is, I don't know how credible the witnesses are, the accusers are, when they're sitting down with Lisa Friel. If none of us know that, if none of us know how compelling the accusers are, we can't say with any degree of certainty at all if Deshaun Watson is going to get suspended for 6 games or 8 games or at all for the sexual part of these accusations.
Right. Yeah. And that's if the NFL suspends him for COVID violations,
would they be better off not suspending him at all?
Yeah. That's going to look almost like an Al Capone type thing. Remember when they ended up getting Al Capone for dodging taxes, and I don't think it really felt like a victory to the people that were trying to get him for actual organized crime.
Yeah.
So when the NFL is trying to maybe send a message about sexual assault, from the PR front, I think that might be a worse look. And then as far as the precedent for the COVID stuff, I don't know how many actual suspensions there were that were all that heavy for the stuff. Like, I mean, there were multiple times. Remember the Buffalo receivers had gotten their coach. There were quite a few things like that that kind of got slapped.
There were a lot of fines
wrist.
Handed out to teams
like that. Yeah. So I don't. I guess I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
I think it could definitely happen, but I think it just sidesteps the entire issue. I think if there's one thing, like a lesson to take without knowing anything at all really about like a lot of the inner details of this stuff. I mean, if you try to, I've told you before, Deshaun at the very least acted in a very, very sloppy way.
Yeah.
And in the context of like everything we've learned and know about the last 20 or 30 years of workplace relationships, these were work things, you know, according to Deshaun, except for the times when he had consensual relations with women, according to Deshaun. Like, okay, you're dealing with 40 plus women over the course of a year or so. And at the very least, you're claiming that in a few of those times you were dabbling business with pleasure. Like, you're playing with a lot of fire there. And if you're putting it out there for some women that are receptive to it in a professional setting, that might be fine, but there's going to be a whole lot of women that it's totally not acceptable
yep.
for. Like, you know, just because there's a few instances where you claim that it's fine, to think that it's going to be fine with all the women that don't want to do it, like, you're freaking blind.
Yep.
Like, you're blind and stupid beyond that, to think that that's somehow like the way you should be acting. It's crazy.
Patrick Beverley went on ESPN a couple days ago. I don't know what Patrick Beverley's goal was in just thrashing Chris Paul on ESPN, but if he had one particular goal, I think he accomplished it. I'll tell you what it is next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.